Campaigning in one of Michigan's most competitive congressional districts, like many other things, looks different this year. After freshman Democrat Alyssa Slotkin flipped the 8th district from red to blue in 2018, Republican challenger Paul Young is vying to take it back. WKAR's Abigail Sensky has more.
Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin has been touring her district of Ingham, Oakland, and Livingston counties masked up and at a social distance. At a hybrid in-person online event at the county fairgrounds outside of Mason, she reminds voters of the margin she won on.
In 2016, Republicans won Mason, Aurelius, Delhi, and Aladdin by 1,100 votes. The Republicans won it. In 2018, we won it by 4,100 votes. That is what we call a swing, people. That is a swing.
In 2018, Slotkin flipped the reliably red 8th district from Republican to Democrat. She ran on her national security credentials, and over the past 2 years, she's built a brand as a moderate who cares about issues that are broadly popular in the district, including prescription drug prices, manufacturing, and PFAS contamination. To get reelected, she needs to thread the needle of the 8th district electorate, attracting deep blue Democrats and split ticket voters.
So I always get this question, you know, is it about motivating the base or is it about swing voters? And in the 8th district, it's both. I mean, quite literally, I can't win just on base voters. This district is not a Democratic district. So I can't just work hard to get more people out and think that I'm going to win.
Republican political consultant John Selleck agrees. He says Slotkin will enjoy the benefits of incumbency and more money to fund her campaign. But even so, Selleck believes there's a narrow path for her Republican challenger, Paul Young, to win.
This was constructed to be and is generally considered to still be a Republican seat. It's a seat that elected Donald Trump in 2016. John James tied Debbie Stabenow in the seat despite the Democrat wave, and then that wave is what brought Alyssa Slotkin just over the edge with a 3-point win.
Selleck believes this election will be a referendum on Slotkin. He says Young's main job, aside from unifying the Republican base after a divisive primary, will be to remind voters that despite her moderate image, Slotkin is indeed a Democrat. If you listen to TV ads, Young name-checks Nancy Pelosi almost as often as Slotkin. Selleck says that's a strategy.
What she's not telling you when she's saying she's bipartisan is that she votes with the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi probably 90-95% of the time. That's a legitimate thing. So let's talk about what those issues are. Can he undo nearly 2 years of branding that's been done for Slotkin? It'll be very difficult without a whole lot of money.
Across the 8th district in politically purple Brighton, Paul Young, a former attorney and TV newscaster, is handing out Republican yard signs.
I'm good. I'm running for Congress.
Are you?
My name's Paul Young.
I think I voted.
Oh, I know, right?
Well, thank you.
Young faces the challenge of introducing himself to voters across the 8th at a time where there aren't many big in-person campaign events, meaning even the most hardcore Republicans don't know who he is.
So part of my pitch to the voters of the 8th district is, Alyssa Slotkin told you she was kind of a moderate, independent-minded person, but she votes very much like a much more liberal congresswoman. And so that's not what she promised you, and it's not really what you want, I don't think, as a member of Congress.
Young is running on traditional tenets of the Republican Party: pro-Second Amendment, anti-abortion rights, and fiscal conservatism. Republicans weren't able to recruit a household GOP name for the district since the seat will be redistricted by an independent commission in 2021. Democratic political consultant Adrian Heeman says Young's name ID in the district is kneecapping the political newbie.
No one in this district knows who he is. So that's the first task for him, is that he needs to find a way very quickly to come up with a whole lot of money to speak to the voters of this district, because there are hundreds of thousands of them and they don't know who he is.
The other big factor in the 8th will be the shadow of the presidential election that's looming over all down ballot races. Selleck and Heeman agree the dynamics of the race could be swayed by the ups and downs of the presidential election. Even if Trump wins, both agree, Slotkin could still pull off a victory. But Heeman says if Trump loses, it's curtains for Young.
whether it's Paul Young or it's John James or it's any other Republican candidate, they can't afford to have the top of the ticket collapse. And if the Trump campaign doesn't start spending money in earnest in Michigan soon, that's what'll happen.
The window of time to make their pitch to voters across the district ahead of the election is closing. With less than 50 days left and absentee ballots being sent out this week, Slotkin and Young are making their final appeals to voters. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Senske.